You're listening to SBS News.
Alex Osmond was in his late teens when he says he was talked into getting insurance. When he lost his job during COVID lockdowns, he started looking a little more carefully at his bank statements to try and save where he could. Mr. Osmond soon realised he'd been paying all these years for an insurance policy he didn't need or wasn't even eligible for.
Kind of just said yes to everything because they assured me that, you know, it's not much money and you really need this for your job and you won't even notice it's coming out of your account. So I just said yes.
CEO of Get My Refund, Carly Woods, says Mr. Osmond's story is an all too common one.
But when customers do come through to us, we are finding that 3 out of 4 people that come through to us actually have something to claim once we've identified it from our side.
Get My Refund is one of a number of companies that helps consumers get their money back for services they paid for and got nothing back in return, otherwise known as junk insurance. But in the past 12 months, the company found from the 3,000 refunds made to customers, irresponsible lending increased, accounting for more than 1 in 5 new claims. It also found that 37% of claims for irresponsible lending were for loans made by the country's big 4 banks, and the average refunded amount increased from $10,200 in 2019 to $14,200 in 2022. Ms. Woods again.
Now we're obviously looking at the loans themselves. They obviously have a bigger financial amount, and so we're obviously getting those refunded as well as the junk insurance. So that's why we've actually seen a spike in the refund claims themselves.
The Australian Securities and Investment Commission released a report in September and found at least $1.6 billion is yet to be paid to an estimated 2.7 million consumers for remediation for both junk insurance and non-compliance advice. Deputy Chair of ASIC, Karen Chester, says their guidance puts the onus on industry to get on with fair and timely remediation, returning the money they owe to wronged customers. Going forward, she says, while ASIC may need to intervene in some isolated cases, they cannot and should not oversee remediation in order for consumers to receive fair and timely outcomes. The Australian Banking Association says additional remediation programs continue to be delivered and that banks have taken significant steps to identify and address issues in the past. Mr. Osmond got back $5,000 and he's encouraging people to come forward to see if they're entitled to some money back. Gloria Claish, SBS News.